This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The caller is talking about a key article that we're going to cover more on the Sunday show coming up this weekend, 4 to 6 p.m. Leaked documents reveal Marine Corps Urban Training Center based on U.S. town. They admit they're training for taking over the U.S., NORTHCOM, the Army, the Marines, with the soldiers and Marines. But then they don't want us to be at these camps and training facilities. Well, I've shot video when they did this in major cities like Oakland and San Francisco before. And then Hebron, Maryland, small towns. What particular town is this base modeled after? We've got a lot of this class of our restricted document here in the article, but go ahead and tell us.
I can't really say too much information on because I have a 946 page document that's sitting inside of my house right now that kind of details a lot of this. I was up here in Alaska when we had the whole Arctic Shield and DHS came in, and in the last week, man, there's been so many things going on up here with, you know, working friends that work on base and F-22 hangars, and they're reporting foreign flyovers almost 3 and 4 a month as opposed to 3 and 4 a year. Things are really kind of ramped up over here. But with this Marine Corps town, we're specifically talking about a coordinate. I can give you the 8-digit grid coordinate for it, or the 10-digit rather. But it's a 63-building town that takes up over 1,000 acres. It's complete with a high school that has a gymnasium and a football field and soccer fields, and there's a big dirt road that runs all the way around the outside of this town. There's waterways that can be utilized for rubber watercraft training. There's just so many things.
Well, and we've got an article out about the Marine Corps base at Camp Lejeune. You're saying there's another town that it's built after or another secret training facility?
We're talking about something. If you're referring to what's referred to as Combat Town, it's going to be a very similar one to that. And I think that's the one that you're...
Well, I mean, listen, let me ask you as a Marine, because I've been to the drills that are public where they admit it's for Americans, and that's in the news. They're trying to be secretive about these facilities and the armed facility. I mean, are they honest with you when you're training that it's for domestic operations?
Here's what they're training for, and here's what they tell us when we're talking about counterinsurgency. Now, mind you, they're training American personnel, American agents, DHS agents for counterinsurgency operations. Okay.
So to be clear, the Marines are training DHS agents to take on the American people.
I wouldn't say they're training them to take on the American people. They're training them for anti-terror, quote, now use this briefly or loosely, quote, anti-terror and counterinsurgency operations.
Sure, but when I've been to these drills, they're practicing killing guys in cowboy hats and John Deere caps. I mean, are they saying it's the Muslim, radical Muslims, or are they saying it's for the Tea Party?
Let me use an excerpt from a DHS file that was leaked from you guys to the Oath Keepers up here in Alaska during Arctic Shield, the quote-unquote Americans against socialist tyranny. Let's use that term, okay? There's the organization that they labeled Americans against socialist tyranny. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that document. And, again, no, I know they're training to take on people that don't want to go along with the end of America. But
yeah. But this whole facility here, this whole facility is very, very closely stylized after a specific town that within the last 2 years had a pretty major incident inside of this town. And like I said, I'm not going to say this word because there's a couple of things you just don't want to say over the phone and kind of catch a computer's keyword. But there's a very specific...
Believe me, buddy, they're recording this. Anyways, no, I hear you. Look, this is all going on. We got 30 seconds left. Let me ask you this. Are the Marines doing this training? Are they clicking to what's going on?
We're definitely, our eyebrows are going up, and we're looking side to side like this can't be happening right now.
Well, look, it's foreign collaborators took over. So we got to be honest about how bad it is. It's like going to the doctor and you learn you got brain cancer. I mean, we are screwed, but not as screwed if we wake up and say no. God bless you. Everybody needs to speak out, folks, or it's over. We got to admit that it's a foreign enemy. See you back this Sunday. Sorry to other callers. Great job, crew.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential four-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hand down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Earth Torches of Wisdom. So we have Eden right there.
Excuse me?
This is an emergency transmission of FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen, the 16th day already of May 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Wow. Again, incredible amounts of news. Here's the good news. We have power. We can force the illegitimate criminals that have hijacked the federal government to do the right thing on aiding Al-Qaeda in Syria, on so many issues when we say no. And now it's being reported that Obama is eyeing executive action to stop deportations, the Associated Press is reporting, because of massive, massive, massive public anger. The latest round is 36,000 illegals, aggravated felons. It's hundreds of thousands of illegals, period, being released. We're talking rapists, child molesters, you name it. It just shows the lawlessness And now, because there's been hearings in Congress, Obama's claiming he'll have some executive order to review it, so he can act like he's not part of it. President Barack Obama's new Homeland Security Secretary is offering his first public hints at executive action the administration might take on immigration, suggesting changes to a much-criticized program that runs the names of people booked for local crimes through a federal immigration database. So they're also spinning it back like they won't run people through a database, but that they will do something on the deportation. So a lot of spin. And again, that's whatever Obama does, they end up claiming they're going to do one thing and then doing another. But advocates who have pushed Obama for bold action with immigration legislation stalled in Congress wasted no time in declaring that such steps wouldn't go far enough. Homeland Security Secretary Jha Johnson, tasked by Obama with reviewing the nation's deportation policy to see whether it can be made more humane, said Thursday that the so-called Secure Communities Program needs a fresh start. The program allows immigration and customs enforcement officials to ask local police and sheriffs to detain people who have been booked and whose fingerprints match in a federal database for immigration violations. Let me explain something. So I started that out by saying, hey, it's a good thing they're having to talk about not, you know, just deporting all these felons, but then they spin it back and say, but we won't even run it through the database. So again, it's total spin. ICE can then decide whether to deport them. That's led to complaints that people are being deported for immigration violations without being convicted of any crime other than minor offenses. I thought you're here illegally. Police and sheriff's officials also complain that people are afraid to interact with law enforcement because they worry they'll be deported following recent court rulings that raise questions about the program. Local governments increasingly have announced plans to refuse to honor the detention request. So the illegals are being legalized by fiat. In comments Thursday on PBS NewsHour program, Johnson indicated he might aim to revamp the program to focus on people who actually have been convicted, not just those arrested or booked for aggravated felonies. In my judgment, secure communities should be an efficient way to work with state and local enforcement and reach removal priorities that have those are convicted of something. And it just goes on. And there's a mention in the news of, you know, oh, but we won't, again, deport people that are already felons, or that we will start deporting them and then won't release them, to be clear. You start getting into all their spin, it gets confusing. But they're saying basically that they will look at actually deporting someone and not releasing them if they're a felon, but then they just got done releasing 36,000 people who were felons, many of them aggravated. So it's just lies within lies. The lies are so incredible, I get confused when I was just reading over that and breaking some of that down. Absolutely mind-boggling to see that unfolding. But global warming scientists cover up skeptics' damaging review paper, Echoes of Climate Gate. Climate McCarthyism. That's out of the Times of London and the Daily Mail, as well as Breitbart. DC underwater, not if but when. Meanwhile, there's snowfall in Chicago. Those are the stories up on drudgereport.com in the left-hand corner, breaking that down. It's a total hoax. The Antarctic and Arctic are getting bigger than they have in the history of satellites since the 1960s, showing what's happening. But every summer, they show the satellite feed of it beginning to melt, expand and contract, expand in the winter, contract in the summer, and they say, look, within a few decades, it'll totally melt, we'll all be dead. Al Gore said back in, 2003, that by 2013, the entire Arctic would be melted in summer and in winter, and it's record size. Doesn't matter. NASA came out, one of their scientists this week, we wrote about it at InfoWars.com, and said that the entire section, one of the, look like up to a third of Antarctica down at the bottom, would be melted. And it doesn't matter when it doesn't come true. It's the fear-mongering, and here's the Times of London today. Scientist and cover-up of damaging climate review. Research, which heaped doubt on the rate of global warming, was deliberately suppressed. Let's get Lord Monckton on next week. by scientists, maybe even this Sunday, because it was less than helpful to their cause. It was claimed last night. In an echo of the infamous ClimateGate scandal at the University of East Anglia that helped coordinate the fraud worldwide with the UN and other universities, one of the world's top academic journals rejected the work of five experts after a reviewer privately denounced it as harmful. The bullying of climate science skeptics must end. When did demonstrating and demonizing your opponents become so acceptable? The article goes on to break down. We also have it up at InfoWars.com. And the full article breaks down how they then, even in some cases, got people to lose their jobs in the U.S. and England. This is what happens. Oh, you've got a hit show on the Cooking Channel. Your two Christian brothers, your show's not even about Christianity, but it's discovered that you're secretly Christian, you're fired from your hit show. I mean, this is literally the Christians having to go back underground like in Rome in the catacombs or something. I mean, that's the level of hardcore authoritarianism we're seeing. This is the kind of stuff you have in China against the Buddhist Falun Gong. They're like Buddhist light. They're not even Buddhist. They follow Buddhist meditation for exercise. But because they are unworldly people, they tend to be more moral, and the Chinese Communist government hunts them down, puts them in facilities, tests their DNA and blood, and then harvests their organs at leisure. That is the incredible evil. And speaking of the censorship, Dinesh D'Souza's trial is coming up. He's still trying to make his movie and release it by July 4th. President Obama's half-brother backs out of interview with Dinesh D'Souza. He'd already done the interview for the new film, but somehow was backed out of it. Mark Obama, whose political world differs from that of the president, was to appear in the conservative filmmaker's upcoming movie, America. And I'd read he'd already interviewed him, but I guess he had a more expansive interview set up. D'Souza thought that he had the blockbuster interview set up with Mark Obama that was to appear in his upcoming film, America. But President Obama's half-brother has pulled out following the conservative filmmaker's federal indictment on charges that he violated campaign finance laws, getting friends to give money to his friend who was running for the Senate. I mean, I thought that's what politics is. No, you're not allowed to give money to the Tea Party. You're not allowed to be a Christian or pro-life. You're not allowed to be a anthropogenic global warming skeptic because we live in a liberal country where we arrest you. And the FCC wants to take over the internet. And they want to bring in taxation, regulation, and inspectors in newsrooms that don't even broadcast. This is all classical tyranny. Of course it is. Because when they get this all done, they're going to devalue the dollar and take your pension funds and take your bank accounts, just like in Europe, just like in Iceland, just like in Greece, just like in other areas, Cyprus. And if you don't like it, all the paramilitary police have been trained. You're a terrorist. So we better have a public debate about all this and force this out into the open now. We better have a public debate about it because they don't want to have a debate. And why is that? Because if there is a debate, we'll have the moral high ground, the people will become politically awake and aware, and then this nightmare won't unfold. I'm going to have this added to the excellent long article written by Mikhail Phelan. The article's done by Watson earlier this year concerning Virginia, where our reporters were yesterday and where they were arrested for 3 hours, almost 3 hours, for daring to go on the base to ask to talk to the public information officer. This dovetails leaked documents reveal Marine Corps Urban Training Center based on U.S. town and that the training is for the American people. Whistleblower says facility with Baptist churches, farmhouses used to train foreign and domestic groups to take on the American people. Now, Mikhail Phelan's a great writer. He gets a lot of documents because he goes through our email. He has access, obviously, to it. One of our newest writers, been writing for us for a year, working for us about 6 months. And it's an excellent article, but I want him to add the clergy response team video on YouTube to show folks that this is going on, the preachers are spies. And I want him to add where the Army admits they're trying to take on the American people. and I want him to add our latest article dealing with all this. But here's the Marine Corps document admitting it's for America, and they're training to fight their new enemy, farmers and ranchers. The rural community is who they're going to finally mop up.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I saw Sheriff John Brown.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown. Came in to shoot me down. So I shot him down.
But I did it in self-defense. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live.
If I am guilty.
Dr. Nick Begich is joining us on a host of issues in the second hour. We will have open phones coming up during the portion of this hour and into the third hour today. But here's this latest article that I'm going to be covering in more detail this Sunday with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and David Knight in studio to not just talk about what happened to them in Virginia going to Fort A.P. Hill and getting arrested, but that the federal government run by the globalists is openly training under NLEO 9 14 different foreign nations to invade and occupy the U.S. So I'm going to have NLEO 9 added to this latest article as well. Because what Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com do that other news organizations don't is I don't like articles just on one subject. I like articles that by the bottom tie it together with the larger image of what's going on. And it's sensational that we've gotten these secret Marine Corps documents confirmed that they're training to take on basically everybody's granddaddy, anybody who's independent in a rural area. Globalists always, or any takeover group, takes over the cities first, then the suburbs, then the small towns, then the rural areas. And they fan out to subdue and dominate. And the entire Pentagon program, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Rural Affairs Commission that is under the Pentagon and Homeland Security is putting plainclothes troops in every town and city, literally spying on people, and then bringing in Agenda 21 federal money to buy off the town leadership. And they are training to take on small towns everywhere because they know when they order the gun confiscation, when they order the 80% taxation, when they order this, they're going to take over the town centers and control the roads. And that is what is in all of the public documents. So much of this is public, but they don't want us on these bases. They don't want us talking to the Marines because they don't want public awareness to then have a discussion. They want it in Army Times. Stars and Stripes going, yeah, the Army's training to take on domestic groups. They think the Tea Party's the main enemy now. It's good. Or to have the C-SPAN have a general on to talk about it. So at one level, they admit it to soften us up and get us ready. And so the troops all hear it and go, well, it must be okay. I mean, you know, it's in Stars and Stripes. It's in the Army Times. But for the general public, oh, there's no militarization of police. There's no armored vehicles getting deployed to every town. There's no weapons caches and helicopters getting put in. Oh, no. We're like, oh, here's an official Homeland Security document saying it's gun owners, returning veterans, and Christians are the main enemy. And at first they said, oh, that document's not real. And later they went, no, it's real. And you watch. It is going to be gun owners and rural groups and veterans. There they are, the terrorists. So this is the giant buildup for war with the American people. Leaked documents reveal Marine Corps Urban Training Center based on U.S. town. Whistleblower says facility with Baptist Church, farmhouses used to train foreign and domestic groups. Newly leaked Marine Corps documents detail yet another military urban training center that more closely resembles a small U.S. town than a foreign combat zone. And again, when they admit NORTHCOM is for the American people, folks, okay, it's in a document, big deal, but when you see the town, it brings it home. The document entitled Military Operations on Urban Terrain Collective Training Facility details the specifics of a mock 30-acre town located at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Originally built in 1990, new additions to the facility include Baptist Church, a police station, several farmhouses have transformed the layout of the once international town. Yeah, part of it looks European. According to the military whistleblower provided the documents, InfoWars, U.S. Marines at the facility have been tasked with training soldiers, law enforcement agencies, and Homeland Security. Yeah, look, they're all buying weapons and bullets and training for us in skills such as fighting in wooded areas, urban patrolling, forcible entry, and night fighting techniques. The facility is also being used to cross-train foreign troops from the United Nations. By the way, folks, if this all goes down, you don't go out and night fight the Marines. The veterans are going to go find you at your houses and in the bars and on the streets. They're going to see your tattoo in a store, and they're going to follow you outside. You understand that? So part of this is a narrative where they're training like we're going to have the British and the blue coats march into each other and fix bayonets and shoot each other. That went out in the days when George Washington got rid of it. You understand that? If it goes to a civil war, it's going to be fought on the streets and in your houses. We're going to come.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and parting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
Look, there's so much news going on, but I want to ask listeners.
Rushing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I want to ask you, how do we crash through the lies and disinformation? How do we show people the bottom's already fallen out? The system is just setting up open tyranny everywhere. We have to expose it and call it out. And the public's waking up, and the military's waking up, and most police I talk to are waking up and know that things are going in a very dangerous direction. But are we going to wait till the globalists stage a terror attack and blame it on domestic groups? I don't want a civil war in this country, but we the people, not Alex Jones, but we the people, if attacked by the globalists, if a total authoritarian system unfolds and they try to arrest anybody that doesn't believe in man-made global warming or arrest anybody that doesn't want their kids taught how to be, sexualized, or anybody who doesn't want to be inoculated, or anybody that doesn't want their 11-year-old daughter taken away to have an abortion. it's going to cause a civil war because the globalists want that civil war. I'm trying to avert that by exposing that the Army and the Marines and the National Guard are training to cordon cities, are training to confiscate guns, are training to arrest political dissidents, are training for a takeover, and admitting that their new enemy isn't Al-Qaeda, that the corrupt federal government openly funds and runs. That's mainstream news now. I can't even believe that's mainstream news. They're now flipping it onto us. And I know I harp on this because it's happening. And if we expose it, it can be stopped. If we don't, they're going to bring it in and drop the hammer. I mean, my gosh, look at the cover of Drudge Report showing an illegal MS-13 person with a giant tattoo of Obama legalizing the illegals on his stomach. I mean, that is the type of stuff we're dealing with. Just a government totally mafioso, totally and completely lawless. And now Obama says he's looking at executive action to stop deportations. And when I read that, because I'd heard he might, you know, stop the deportations because it makes him look so bad to be, you know, sending back little kids or something. But no, he's going to stop it for felons, for everybody, and has been stopping it. And it just shows how whether you're white, black, Hispanic, whatever you are, if you're a good person, if you care about freedom, if you care about liberty, you are being targeted. You are being demonized. But if you're a felon, an aggravated felon, a bank robber, a child molester, you're legalized by Obama. Now, I want to open the phones up and get your take just on the general corruption that we're seeing that's unfolding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. And you've got the persecution of scientists getting fired, getting censored, who put out scientific reports that man-made global warming is a fraud, that the Earth's cooling. Or if you are Dinesh D'Souza, you make a film about Obama, you get arrested. You're a Pop-Tart, you eat it, half of it, it looks like a gun, so the police are called. I mean, this is crazy level corruption. Where aggravated felon child rapists are released, where bank robbers are released, but your child is suspended because people saw a gun in the Pop-Tart. It's like seeing a cloud above your house that looks like a gun, or a giraffe, and the police come. And look, they had troops in Latin America 50 years ago that wore masks and all the rest of it to terrorize people. And I saw a police chief in Baltimore a decade ago admit they wear these black uniforms and black masks to intimidate. And now there's a Daily Mail article, Rio Boko cop armed and ready for the World Cup. Elite troops carrying rifles, stun grenades, and combat knife will tackle any fan who causes trouble. See, now it's for the general public. And if you look at the article by Paul Joseph Watson, Rio RoboCops resemble police from dystopian classic Brazil. It shows the exact uniforms of the dystopic secret police versus what they're now wearing. Well, that's because of the Soviet Union. They wore stuff like that. In fact, if you play the intro to Brazil, or it's close to the start where they cut a hole in the roof, come in, rendition the dad. We should make an intro promo with that and then cut it back and forth with what's happening in modern times and other dystopic films. What's that Robert De Niro one, The Handmaiden's Bride or something like that, where it's a dystopic future and they have public executions and black uniforms and all-seeing eye on television? We should have a video where we illustrate how it was dystopic then. In the past, this was seen as evil. North Korea was seen as evil. Now it's the new good. But this article goes on and on with these secret documents dealing with the Marine Corps training base and the information that was sent to us, where they train to take on the American people. And the preachers get on big power trips, a lot of them, to get approached by the FBI and by the CIA and to sign up to be part of the new brigades, you know, to take on the American people. And there are domestic groups and they got to be dealt with. This is just so unspeakable, but it's actually happening. Then we've got some video of this and audio we're going to get to later. The day the ground erupted. Shocking moment. Syrian rebels blow up army camp with 60 tons of explosives after digging tunnel under the base using tactic pioneered in World War I. So that's what the CIA and NATO is training them to do, is dig 500-plus-yard tunnels under army bases and blowing everyone up inside. In the three-plus year Al-Qaeda proxy war that America is openly running and funding. Simply amazing to see the video and the photo of that happening. There it is. Boom! Listeners have got to go up to InfoWars.com. You can see that. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into something I told you about. I don't know. We had Derry Brownfield on the show many times. He died, what was it, last year? Was it 2 years ago now? Time really moves fast, but he was a longtime big cattleman up in Missouri and had a big syndicated radio show, one of the first in the country. Even back before they really had talk radio, he did the Farm and Ranch Report and would talk about what was happening. And he pointed out that you have record beef prices in the last decade, but record bankruptcy for cattle ranchers. And almost everyone I know is getting out of cattle ranching because they've changed the tax rules, gotten rid of write-offs, where you cannot make a living doing it. Everyone I pretty much know is a small-time rancher with 20 head, 100 head, 200 head, more of a hobby rancher. They do it because you get a little tax write-off on your property. Because if you don't have cattle on your property, you can't pay the property tax. Let's say you put beehives on it. And then you sell it to a local honey gatherer. Let's say you got 100 boxes on your property. You might get $3,000 or $4,000 in a year. If you're lucky. But you got to give medicine to the bees. You got to check them. You got to, I mean, it's a lot of work. And you get $3,000 or $4,000. And then let's say you got 100 head of cattle. You got to keep the fences up. They get out sometimes. You got to get them the vaccinations, veterinary bills, all of it. All that does is let you keep your 500 acres it takes to have 100 cows, depending on the type of grassland. Then you still got to feed them during the winter. And then maybe you sell, you know, 10, 15, 20 cows a year. And let's say you sell them for $1,000 a piece or whatever. They then get sold off, and there's no more what you'd call real cattle auctions. There's no real cattle market. So the big distributors get them. They send them to meatpacking plants. They shut down all the little meatpacking plants. They jack up the prices super high on the consumer. So you're paying $30 for a ribeye at a decent steakhouse, $40, $50 at a fancy one. You go to the discount places, $20 for a thinner ribeye. That ribeye at that steakhouse just 10 years ago was $10. It's now $20. The fancy steakhouse, I remember at a steakhouse just 10 years ago thinking a $25 steak was too much. Nothing's $25 at a nice steakhouse now. You go to some steakhouses, it's $75 for a prime cut. Sorry, my mouth's trying to water here, excuse me. I remember 10 years ago I could take the family and get a Chateaubriand, which is basically like a big long cut of filet mignon, five or six cuts, it'd be $75, $50. Now it's $150. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain the New World Order. It's a perfect illustration. The cattle ranchers go bankrupt because the economy is rigged and actuaried where you can't make it. My dad got word 5 years ago, we're getting rid of hobby farming and ranching write-off. We don't care if it's still on the books as a law. You can't do that. The IRS sent him letters, and he went to his accountant, or we're going to retroactively charge you all this money with penalty and interest. And my dad looked at the books and said, but if I stop cattle ranching, then we can't pay the property taxes. So he continues to cattle ranch, I guess about 100 head, with my uncle. Even though it loses money coming and going, he loses less money than he would if he quit. Let me explain that again. My father doesn't want to sell the land that we have left that goes back to Spanish land grants, Mexican land grants, 1829. The property is a liability. The government knows that and has set things to where most people won't keep it. My dad is a medical manager and a dentist who worked very hard, and he subsidizes keeping family property just to, because we don't own it. The government owns it with those taxes. The power to tax, the power to destroy. So here's the article on the Economic Collapse blog. It links through to all the mainstream news articles out of the USDA, the U.S. Drought Monitor, Scientific American, Associated Press, you name it. Totally bibliographed. The meat crisis is here. Price of shrimp up 61%. Beef at all-time high. Pork exploding to all-time high. Bloomberg reports as well. Stories up on Infowars.com. And the media will say it's a drought. That's only a small part of it. In California, that's what's hitting a lot of the vegetables. It's that people are getting out of it everywhere, and now they're shipping beef in. But you would think that would drive down prices. No, the packers all work together. There's only five or six big companies. Last time I checked, it's probably less now. And they all throttle it and control it to keep the prices as high as possible. So, the article goes on, and Bloomberg goes on to say, it will now be a luxury to even have a pork chop. That's social engineering. That's the New World Order. That's artificial scarcity. You want it, you got it, you live under it. Go read the article. And in America, we don't own our 2,000 acres in East Texas. We're just people that have lived there for a long time and still want to think we own it. We don't own that property. The government does. The foreign banks do. And it doesn't matter how many grape orchards we put in. It doesn't matter how many honeybees we put in. It doesn't matter what we do. They're not going to let us make money. They've got it all actuaried out to where everybody else is selling out their property so that we're a nation of slaves. And now they got the Marines and the Army training against people wearing John Deere caps and overalls to kill them when they say, we're not paying the taxes like Bundy, we're done, we're not leaving, it's our property. They're going to send in the Marines and the Army. And you know what? The people are going to stand up against it. And the Marines are going to end up defecting over to the side of the American people. If we talk to the Marines and the Army now and have a public debate about this, we will change it. We will change history. But I wanted to take you full circle from the Army and the Marines training to fight what? Rural communities. Because a country boy can survive. Because we can skin a buck. We can run a trot line. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Because these old boys were raised on shotguns. We say grace. We say amen. And if you ain't down with that, what's the exact words? If you ain't into that, the modern parlance would be, if you ain't down with that, then we don't give a you-know-what. And we say grace, we say amen. If you're not into that, well, you know we don't give a damn. And that's what it comes down to, is they know we won't sell out. They know we won't compromise anymore. We've been pushed too far. And so they train for open treason. What did Obama say? Bitter clingers. In a secret meeting with billionaires and million-dollar donors, who are they talking about? We're going to get these Christians clinging to their Bibles and their guns. We're shutting them down. We're shutting off their power plants. We're shutting down their jobs. We're shutting down their roads. We're shutting down their communities. We're buying off their preachers. We're training the military to go up against them. We got the cities. We got the kids. This is our country. We're going to take them down. Who did the weathermen say they were going to put 50 million Americans? They said rural people. Rural people. rural people who aren't in there watching their Dish Network all day and drinking whiskey. Most of the rural people are just absolutely devastated wrecks. But there are a hardcore working group out there that's still hanging on, and the system knows is already not. Look, it's a duty now if you're rural and hanging on by your toenails to not pay as much as you can. You to survive, you got to get out of the system. That's why they're harassing farmers markets and Amish and Mennonites and poor minority groups setting up farms and Mexican farmers that are in this country. Because they know communities have been formed of swap meets and groups, and barter is now getting set up, and people in rural areas are working together. And so under NORTHCOM and the rural affairs system, it says, the Pentagon's over it, they are designing the rollout for the total takeover of rural areas with clergy response team spies, with local enviro spies, all of it. And when you see these people come to your town, they are literally Rockefeller and Ford Foundation above CIA to take your town over and take you down. And it is your duty, ladies and gentlemen, to keep this country going and to survive and thrive and to have strong families and put in gardens. And it's your duty when you see people selling vegetables on the side of the road to buy from them. And it's your duty to find that organic milk from the Amish. And it's your duty to raise a garden. And it's your duty out there, folks, in little steps to get off their system and to set up off-the-grid systems. That's why they're shutting down lemonade stands, shutting down city markets. They want you in a giant reservation. They don't want you self-sufficient, just like they shut down the Comanche and the Arapaho.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence of a political scandal that will destroy Obama's political career and ruin the retirement of millions of unprepared Americans. I've just posted a video at www.obamasecret.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this scandal is set to unfold. This imminent scandal will trigger a virtually unstoppable chain of events that will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere. This event will, however, also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Visit www.obamasecret.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.obamasecret.com before it's too late.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Oh. the interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And the Pentagon is made up of country boys mainly. That's just on record.
I can fly with people.
But they got robots and drones coming online. And when they get done taking down the last vestigial primitive humans.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too.
When they get done, they're going to come after all of you. By the way, who is it in Mexico that's beaten all of the cartels? Keep it rolling under me. Who is it that's beating the government and restoring order? It's the country boys with guns.
Because you can't survive without and you can't make a run.
That's the same thing. The people are now following them because they're not shaking people down. They just want to work on their farms and ranches. It's the same thing in Chiapas. For 20-plus years, beating the whole Mexican government and the cartels. Just a bunch of farmers. They just want to live and be free. They're still humans.
And we can skin a buck, we can run our trot line.
And they're the country boys, and they're all over the world, in Africa, in Latin America, in Eastern Europe, in the rural areas of France and Germany, Asia.
I had a good friend in New York City.
He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. We're going to get Beg and Sean at 15 after to take your calls. 20 after. Hold him 20 minutes for the next hour. And he's taught him to be a businessman.
He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
When you realize the whole Pentagon trains to take on...
But he was killed by
what they see as indigenous, self-sufficient populations. What does the special forces train you to do?
I'd love to spit some beef nuts.
Live out in the woods. And shoot a gun. Be self-sufficient. Not be a coward. And where do they mainly recruit?
Country folks can survive.
The people from the country. The bull riders. The people that aren't cowards. And now they're coming after all of us worldwide. Because we're not cowards, and we just want to be good men. We want to build a civilization that's based on being honest. We don't like scum. We don't like cowards and trash and double dealers and backstabbers.
California and South Alabama and little towns.
And little towns all over this world. And that's why we're under attack.
Scan a buck and run a trot line.
And I'll tell you what scares the establishment.
Country folks can.
Because they know worldwide people are trying to get back to that right now. You go out with all these yuppies and trendies, they're starting to get into that as well. And the liberal women are starting to get into it. Because they understand that we're losing our humanity. And the globalists know that whether it's Mexico or whether it's in southern Nevada, or whether it's in rural France, it's the farmers and the ranchers. It burned down the GMO crops. It's the farmers and ranchers that kicked the butts of the riot police. It's the farmers and the ranchers that won't back down. They're scared of that, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're training to wage war on us. We need to wage info war on their operatives who belong to us. So they're on the right side. All right, second hour coming up. I'm your host, Alex Jones. InfoWars.com!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI
saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.